Hello, and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess. Hello, and welcome to episode 59, the I'm Not Cranky Anymore episode. That's right. There will not be any quilt diaries today, although I did record a long one yesterday, and I was so cranky. It had its humor value, but I just felt like ultimately I should not subject you to my crankiness. Why so cranky? Just life. Nothing bad. I think big part been out of a routine for several weeks now. Part of it, bless his heart, is the man. Not his fault. He works in journalism. Had to take 2 furloughs this year. 2 weeks of unpaid vacation, which he has taken this month. Or I guess into September and now this month. Just how things worked out best. And October is a wonderful month to be off. And in fact, right now he's off camping in the mountains. Lovely. And having a great time. He checked in this evening. But that's meant that I've had 2 weeks of not being alone in my house. I need serious alone time. And the man, bless his heart, he is very respectful of boundaries, and he does not bother me when I'm working, and he has every right to be in his own house. He does. And he doesn't drink all the coffee, and he's a lovely, lovely person, but I need to be alone in my own house. So yeah, there's that. And then last week I had the speech to the librarians in Winston-Salem. And the librarians were lovely. The speech was well received. It was a very enjoyable chunk of time. But, here's what it was. The man and the boys were supposed to go camping. Well, I got to my hotel in Winston-Salem on Friday afternoon, and the phone rings, and it's the man. Because when he went to pick up Jack from school, Jack was sick. Just, fever, sore throat, nothing dramatic. But nonetheless, he couldn't take him on a camping trip, so the boys stayed home. Well, see, my little dream had been I would get home from Winston-Salem and the librarians around 4 in the afternoon on Saturday, and I would have the house to myself. Even the dog, who is sitting here right now, the wonderful Travis, whom I adore, would be at the kennel. And I would just have this time just to chill. Maybe drink some wine, eat some really stinky cheese that no one else can even tolerate having in the house. And, quilt, watch a girl's chick flick kind of movie, that sort of thing. And I needed that. I needed the dream of that, I think. And I didn't get it because Jack got sick. And did I get mad at Jack for being sick? Yes, I did. I got mad at my own child for being sick. I admit it. And you know what? I got home on Saturday, and it was fine. I would have missed them, really, if they were gone. I always miss them when they're gone, but I was really kind of living that dream of the bachelorette life for 24 hours, and it was stolen from me by a sick child. Anyway, so last week was kind of lost just on the grounds. I had to spend all week doing a speech, and, I got paid for going to Winston-Salem, and I like to give people their money's worth. I like to actually say something that I feel is true and meaningful. I don't want to just wing it, so I worked really hard on the speech, but that sort of took the week. A week was taken. Out of my routine. That's just not good for me. It makes me cranky. But today, the man went off to the mountains. He actually left last night. And Will was home from school sick because, of course, he got what Jack got. But he's fine. And he's not always as respectful of boundaries as the man, but I have imposed respect upon him. I think now he understands a little better that we don't bother Mom while she's working. That I actually really work, and that's actually something that happens. The books don't just appear by magic, and I think he gets that now after some talking to. I am so good with sick children. I just can eat them up. Anyway, so it was a good day. I had some alone time, and guess what? Tomorrow, big alone day because Will is fine, going back to school, going to state fair with his 3rd grade class. The man's not coming home till tomorrow afternoon. I am going to the gym in the morning. Yep, joined a gym, a fitness center. Let me tell you what I joined, the Jewish Community Center, which is a 2-minute drive from my house. And it is beautiful, and it has a lovely fitness center, and many of my neighbors recommended that to me. When I put it out on the neighborhood listserv, where should I go? Should I join the Y? What should I do? And a lot of people said JCC. Beautiful. The people in our neighborhood, because it is pretty much in our neighborhood, we get a discount. So instead of having to pay $100 just for the membership enrollment fee, only had to pay $50, pay about $6 less a month. And so it's actually a little cheaper than the Y. It's prettier than the Y. It doesn't have quite as much going on. It has some classes if I want to do Zumba or Rumba or whatever that new dance class is. They've got that. They've got a lot of yoga. They also actually, it's a cultural center, so they have lots of classes, and who knows what I'll do over there. Speaking of classes, I'm totally bombing my Quilt University class. Sandy, I hope I email you this before I actually post the episode or before you listen. Not email this, email you before you listen to this. Sandy over at Quilting for the Rest of Us is also taking the class, and I think she's done the exercises, and I'm doing the exercises, or at least did the first week. Now it's on week 3. I'm really behind. It was the speech. It was the librarians. I blame the librarians. So that's it. I'm copying the stuff down. And I think the exercises are great, and I did do the first week's assignments and enjoyed them. Did not post pictures because there's too many things about pixels. Like, I knew I was in trouble with the posting the pictures part when I got the instructions about posting pictures, which were very specific. Like, don't do this and do this, and it has to be this size and this many pixels. I'm like, help! Too much. Can't do it. Overwhelmed. You know, I get overwhelmed easily. It's part of my personality. So I hope maybe I'll get caught up on that. But you know what I've gotten caught up on is Will's quilt. Stormy weather. That's right. Just finished quilting it like 10 minutes ago. How did the quilting come out? Well, some of it came out very nicely. So if you've seen Stormy Weather, it's stars. It's actually two kinds of stars. It is a more traditional star, I guess a five-pointed star. I think it comes out. I don't know. It's over there. Yeah, the traditional star is no six. Anyway, and then a four-point star, which is actually white, made out of white fabric. The four-pointed star, I just stippled or meandered. I love quilting like that. And as I was doing it, I thought, you know, I think I could do feathers. I think I could. I need to understand more about quilting design, not the design, literal quilting. I realize that when it comes to stuff like feathering and this stuff, it's like, how do you put it on the quilt? How much do you do? I don't know. That's something I need to think about. But the stippling, meandering, pebbling, whatever we're calling it, is so fun, and it looks great. I'm turning away from the mic. I'm turning to admire my work. So that's all stippled, and that looks great. And then the other thing I did is, I don't know, let's say every other block has a four-patch square, and I talked about what I was doing with that, just kind of a rainbow pattern across the little small, it's a maybe a 4.5-inch or 5.5-inch four-patch square, just with dark blue thread, just curved lines across, going at an angle, starting at, say, the bottom right-hand corner, curved line, then a curved line over that, and curved line, and of course each line gets a little wider, and then as you get toward the other side, they get narrower again. So I did that, and by the way, spent more time, I would say 3 hours, to every hour I spent doing productive quilting, I spent 3 hours picking out stitches. I did. It's just crazy. I bet really the straight-ahead productive quilting, I bet I spent, it took about 2 or 3 hours, and I think I spent really, 9 hours picking out stitches, ripping out stitches, ripping out my hair. Whew. Anyway, that, the dark blue, the rainbow, let's just call it the rainbow quilting, you know, I don't think it really adds anything. I don't think it detracts from anything, except maybe on the back a little bit. But, oh. Travis is napping and being a watchdog at the same time. You're a good puppy. You know, and if I weren't tired of ripping out stitches, I might would go back through and rip them out. Because really, it doesn't add anything much. It doesn't. It's not horrible. I don't think you look at it and go, wow, that was a huge mistake. You just go, huh, sort of interesting. Wonder why she did that. But you know what? One of my thoughts while making this quilt, quilting this quilt, was not putting it in a show, putting it on a 9-year-old's bed. The only real quilter who will probably ever see this quilt up close, my mom, who's really nice, and probably won't even mention, like on the stippling, got some big stitches on that sucker. I mean, real, those, you know, toe catcher kind of stitch. Some of you are like, wow. Still learning how to quilt with the Bernina. But my mom's real nice, and she probably won't say a thing about it. And no other real quilter's going to see it. And non-quilters, you know, the muggle quilters, the muggles, they're not even muggle quilters, they're just muggles, they don't know. They don't know it's bad. See, they're so easy to impress. They all think it's great. Will will love it. We're good to go. So now all I've got to do is get the binding fabric. I think I am going to plan a trip to Thimble Pleasures on Saturday. Do you know, at some point, was I talking about Friday, talking about tomorrow? I think I was. I got off on talking about the fitness center, which I've joined, and tomorrow I have an appointment with the trainer. He's going to show me the weights. I've done weights before, but, you know, I started doing them the other day. I'm like, I don't really remember everything, and they have the directions on the side of the weights. I'm like, I think I need someone to walk me through so I don't actually hurt myself doing weights, and I really want to do weights. That's a big part of why I joined the Jewish Community Center, the JCC. To do weights, although I've been doing the ellipticals and listening to music on my iPod, and it's really fun. It's almost like dancing. I'm just an exercise girl now. Anyway, that's where I was going with that, about what I'm going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to be very cool. I'm going to do my weights in the morning, and then come home, do some writing, do the grocery shopping, and I'm done. Drink some wine, go to bed. Nothing to it. But Saturday, I am planning my friends a trip to Thimble Pleasures. Going to get the binding fabric. Remind me to actually measure the quilt before I go. Good thinking. And then I think I'm going to buy fabric for the quilt I want to make my editor. I found a nice pattern for a pinwheel quilt. I know, Jay, I know I don't actually need a pattern. I can do pinwheels without a pattern, but it's helpful and it helps me let me know how much fabric I need. But I am perfectly capable of making a pinwheel block on my own. I can do it, but I did find a pattern, which is helpful. And as I think I've mentioned before, I would like to make my editor a quilt for Christmas out of ocean blues and greens. Batiks, don't you think that'll be pretty? I think it will be pretty. If I'm going to get any quilting done for Christmas, it's got to start now. Now, I do have, you know, I'm going to do Razzle Dazzle for my sister-in-law, but I've already got those blocks done. Just have to sew them together and quilt them. I know I make it sound like, oh, just, you know, take the afternoon off and sew together all those blocks and quilt them, because that's how I am. Fast. I listened to wonderful Pam over Hip to Be a Square, over at Hip to Be a Square. She's so productive. How does she do it? How does she do it all? I don't know. I feel very unproductive, but you know what? It's not about production. We're not about, hi, I'm part of the 99%. We're not about production. We're about real lives. Thank you. Anyway, now, so I don't feel... Oh, I also, by the way, have not done a thing on my Lemoyne Star, but now that I'm done quilting, I'm going... That's one of my other projects for this weekend, is to sew that together. Because if I don't, then Jay will start posting things about me on Facebook. She's done it before. Just saying. So, yes, that is on my list. I think that's going to be really cool. I can't wait to show you a real picture instead of the satanic picture. Thank you to Noni, by the way, who gave me some photography hints and how to not make satanic photographs of your quilt blocks. Thank you, Noni. In fact, while we're thanking people, let me thank... I didn't get a ton of comments this week, but I just feel like it's zeitgeist. I think we must all be in this place where we're just scrambling. I am totally behind on my podcast listening. I haven't even listened to Sandy and Jay over at Quilting on the Rest of Us on their latest design elements and principles. And, you know, I'm that behind. I'm just so behind. So I'm assuming you're behind too. We're all cool. There's not a problem. Not a problem at all. Don't feel bad that you didn't take, you know, 30 seconds out of your day to comment on the last episode, really. My feelings aren't hurt. But some people actually did. And so I want to say thanks to Sally and Arlie. I hope I'm saying that right. And who else? Daphne emailed me. She commented in an email form instead of blog form because she was catching up the podcast. I'm with you on the need to catch up on my podcast and thing. Yes. And then I got a couple others from, Sherry D. Sherry D, so nice, and was very, she's been working out, she said, Sherry, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but I just thought it was really, really cool. She says she walks daily and goes to a gym. She started last November and has lost over 75 pounds. Sherry, I got to say this at age 56, because I'm 47. We're not that far apart. Sometimes I think I'm just too old. I'm not going to lose any more weight. That is inspirational, and Sherry, tell me, I've been meaning to email you and say, tell me how you did it. Was it just the exercise, or were you doing any kind of eating program, or what? I would love to know. I would like to lose 20 pounds, like in 2 or 3 weeks. No. But I would like to lose 20 pounds before March, because I'm going to sit on a panel at my university, and I'm sure pictures will be taken and put in the alumni magazine, and I would just like to look really fabulous. I'm sorry. I'm so vain. I think about that sometimes. Much too vain. Much too vain. Also, Sherry said she was at her son's school to help with their book fair this week, and she bought Chicken Boy. Thank you, Sherry. Sherry is really wonderful about commenting. Not that everybody else. Well, some of you are wonderful. Some of you. Sherry's wonderful about commenting. And I appreciate it, and her comments are cheerful and fun. So thank you. And then I got a couple of very nice comments over on my WordPress site. I heard from Kristen. Let me double check. Yes, Kristen, not Kirsten. Sorry, I've got a niece who's Kirsten, and now I'm just all mixed up. A long-time listener, lovely person, has a great blog, They Grow Up Too Fast. Go check that out. Always interesting stuff. And she says that she's also a Modern Family fan, and now Downton Abbey, and that her husband is even hooked on Downton. And you know what? I think I'm going to get the man to watch Downton Abbey. I think he would get hooked on that. He's kind of a sucker for the Brit period pieces. I have picked up another show, Netflix. They, you know, every once in a while, if you check it out, like, you know, they do give you all these recommendations, and they get new shows, and now they've got Parenthood, and it is just like soap opera, fabulous soap opera. Not for the kids, I don't think, but I don't watch it with the kids around, and sometimes I have to turn down the volume if the kids are in the next room, because sometimes some adult content, but very funny and loving and, you know, realistic to a degree. I mean, you find yourself thinking, this is so realistic. I'm like, yeah, except everyone is incredibly good looking, and they are really rich and live in amazing houses, which, you know, describes the 1%, not as 99%. By the way, got a 99% sticker for the minivan. Yeah, I did. I am very supportive. I am not happy that Mayor Bloomberg is about to kick these kids and vets and older people and good patriotic Americans out of the park where they've been camping. Not happy about that. I understand he's the mayor, paying a lot of money for the police. Get it, but not happy about it. Freedom of speech. Let it rock. Okay, anyway. So, Parenthood is another one. If you like that kind of family drama, it's a dramedy. I guess you could call it a dramedy. I have been enjoying that. That's what I've sort of been watching as I've been quilting. Heard from the wonderful Kelly the Fifth. And she also, by the way, I don't think I have mentioned that she has a wonderful blog as well. I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning. She's got a blog. I don't think it's private. It's called Before School Starts. And it is just fabulous. Kelly takes a lot of classes and reports on them. She had a great series of posts about, I don't know, what was it, Kelly the Fifth? I want to say Threads, but it's something in California with Alex Anderson that I think happens every year. And she posted pictures and descriptions, and it was wonderful. It was really, really enjoyable. And she also has pictures of her own quilts, which are quite beautiful. And I will try to remember to post a link to her blog, because you should go visit it. And Noni also commented over here about, I had mentioned that I really like the History Chicks. She also, and I have not checked this out yet, How Stuff Works. That's another podcast she really recommends. So thank you, everyone who took the time to comment. I appreciate it. Again, I know I don't worry when I don't get a lot of comments because we've got lives and it's hard. And if you're like me, you get in and out of things. And as I said, I'm very behind on my podcast. I'm not even current with Pam or, you know, History Quilter, not up to date, not up with Crafty Garden Mom, Tanisha. I'm behind, but I'm going to get caught up because I'm going to start on new quilts. I'm going to buy new fabric. I'm so excited. I'm feeling frustrated with my house, and I'm not going to ramble much more. I don't have much quilting news, I don't think, other than finished quilting Stormy Weather, which, honey, is news. That's big news. That's a dance up and down and go, woohoo! Kind of news. And I'm going to try to get that binding on this weekend, too, because Will is ready for it. And, okay, this is complete tangent. I'll never get back to what I was going to tell you about my house, but very exciting. One of the things the man, bless his heart, did this week on his furlough is he went to IKEA. This is great. They didn't go camping, and it turned out obviously Jack couldn't go. You can't take a sick kid hiking. It's no fun. And then the man he was feeling a little iffy too, but I guess it was Monday or Tuesday. He was in that place you get where you don't really know if you're sick or not. You're kind of feeling funky, but who knows why. And so he just like, well, I'm not doing anything. It takes 2 hours to get to Charlotte. So he just cleaned out the minivan, got it ready. We knew exactly what he was going to get because we'd already been to IKEA, had everything written down. He's like, I'm just going. He left like at 1 o'clock, was back by 7 with several shelves. Thank goodness we need shelves. And the dresser for our bedroom. And I think that's it. But you know what? That's what we lacked. And he got it. And he's gotten Jack's bookshelf put together. And now I'm hoping next he will do Will's. And this will be wonderful to have Will's bookshelf, which is funky and neat, and it's Will really, he's got a bookshelf. He actually has a bookshelf that's mine for my study that I had emptied out and gave to him because he really needed it. But now he's going to have this really fabulous IKEA bookshelf, and Will really, he appreciates new stuff. He will be happy to have that, and he'll have a lot of fun arranging his books and his many, many, many collections on his shelves. And then we'll have the new quilt on the bed, and it's just going to be nice, and it's going to be, his room really needs a serious cleaning, so that will be an excuse to get it all orderly and nice, and that's good, because we need that. But I'm sitting here in my living room, the lovely cornmeal yellow living room that a year ago we painted, and I was so happy, and I'm still happy with the color, but something needs to happen in here. I can't figure out what it is. They're just parts of my house that I'm deeply unsatisfied with. This may not be the right house. I mean, it's too big for us, for the man and I to live in, like after the boys go to college, or certainly when we get old. It's got stairs, and it's big. It's actually, and I'm saying this knowing my mom's listening, and maybe my dad too. My dad's very much, get a big house because you got boys. I'm like, yeah, and it's true, and it's nice having the space, and Jack, I think, is taller than me now. I just standing in the same room with him today, which doesn't happen all that often anymore because he would prefer not to stand in the same room as any adult he's related to other than my parents and his other grandmother. But where am I going with this? We were standing in the same room, and he's taller, and he's going to be big, and will probably be big if he ever starts eating food. Other than macaroni and cheese and cereal, I think he has a potential for being a little bit on the tall side or medium, 5'11" at least. So yeah, they're going to be big, but it's not a huge house. It's like 2,400 square feet. So I mean, it's not a tiny house either. It's a nice size house, but it's just I'm just dissatisfied. I'm dissatisfied with the amount of light it gets. I'm not going to go into this. This is a quilting podcast. You don't need to hear about my dissatisfaction, except partly what I'm thinking is like, well, if I made a quilt and put it up there, that would look really good on that wall. And I think it is. And one of the things I really want to finish now is also my other quilt that I cannot think of the name. Hidden Stars. Hidden Stars, yes. I got to get back on that. And since the man and I have been watching so much Modern Family, I might do that. And since the temperature seems to be hovering around 78, which makes me not as eager to knit, and not believing that I'll actually have need for a sweater, I'd like to finish Hidden Stars, because that will look nice here in the living room. It will add color. Need more color. It's like a puzzle. It's like a Rubik's Cube. And one day I'm going to twist things just right and get the furniture just so. I'm actually starting to think I need new furniture in here. Well, new couch and a new chair. I think I do. I think proportionally we're off, and I can't quite put my finger on it. But I was thinking, wow, if we got new furniture, which, by the way, not going to happen. All right, that's enough of that. But I'm feeling that and thinking that quilts will solve all my problems. Don't you think quilts would solve all your problems? Making new quilts, buying new fabric, getting new patterns, the whole bit. Don't you think that would solve? Yes, making more quilts and buying more fabric for new quilts, and also making some throw pillows. Let's throw some throw pillows in that equation, would really cure what ails us all. Anyway, I'm glad I could come to you today and not be cranky. And we're almost at 30 minutes, and you've probably turned this off by now, and I don't blame you. But let me tell you, I would love to hear from you if you've, you know, got 20 seconds to tell a friend hello. Or, you know, just say hey. I like hearing from you. It's nice. Got two places you can stop by. One is the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and that is the offkilterquilt.wordpress.com, and the other is offkilterquilt.podbean.com. Come over, visit, say hey. I don't think I'm going to have any pictures up this time. Maybe a picture of a bird you could help me identify that the man took last weekend in the yard. And it's a neat looking bird, and it kind of looks like it might be a thrush, but not quite. So maybe I'll put that up and then you can tell me what it is. I hope you're having a great week. It is Thursday. Did I mention that it's Thursday, October 13th? And that's what it is. Well, of course it's Thursday because I'm your Thursday girl. Anyway, that's when it is. Have a great weekend. I hope you find time this week to quilt. And have a great time. Buy a little fabric and dream. Yes, let us all take time to dream. All right, that is enough silliness for now. I will be back next week. Bye. P.S. I mentioned this yesterday in my cranky draft of this episode, but I forgot today that my mom says that probably what I've been calling Berkeley Square, talking about that series that I love, 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 is probably Barclay Square. Because, you know, the Brits, yes, that's right, you, Caroline, the Brits, they say things funny. Actually, if you're a Brit, tell me, is that right? I'm assuming if my mom says it's so, because, well, she's mom, she's always right. So there, just wanted to mention that, and now I'm really gone for good, or at least until next week. Bye.